Nobody really want fuego. Masayo will bring fire downwards in Waco. Buy you some coffee and Lego, your egos, your sandwich with mayo and two slices of mayo. Sitting at home on the couch playing Halo, but the Masayo ain't playing no wagos. Games, women and pants gonna get it. Flames, brothers keeping no commandments. Same, calling our armies a favor. Event with your NATO and soldiers with Dracos. Just tell me, how can you stop a tornado or bury the lava from the volcano? They really can't, bro. They have to pay, bro. The most I say so. So in chase they go for all the wicked atrocities they owe. For all their wicked atrocities they owe. From San Diego to Trinity Tobago, I'm spitting these words so all Israelites they know. Keeping commandments the only way we grow, so we can defeat the nation Galileo. Nation Galileo, get it? Cause they pale. He's bringing them hell for every bill of sale. So family, just examine yourself. When that fuego come, you don't wanna get left. Forsake your sins so you complete the test. Then you can have complete rest from all your stress. Fight to do right to your very last breath, or stay wicked and receive second death. Destruction of enemies is muy bueno. Make sure that's one of the things that you pray for. Into the kingdom, the sinners, they can't go. The sinners can't go. So we say, hasta luego, hasta luego.
Brothers really don't want fuego. Sisters really don't want fuego. Nobody really want fuego. From the one that's super dangerous.
Turn it.
Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Fuegos really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Nobody really want fuego.
Hey, from the one that's super dangerous.
Fuego.
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 Brother, you don't want that fuego.
You don't want that fuego. Hey, fuego.
Sister, you don't want that fuego.
Hey, fuego.
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 Nobody really want fuego.
Nah.
Nobody really want fuego.
You
don't want that fuego when destruction comes. The Most High is going to plead with all nations and sending his son to murder everyone that don't follow his commandments. Israel, understand it. Nation of sin cause of famine. I see beyond, reshape the planet. Wake up and shape up, it's time to do your duty. I'm tired of our sisters and daughters, they looking like bluesies. It's so confusing. Seeing our brothers in dresses, they looking so fruity. Our sisters wearing them pants and acting like men while showing their booty. They lost their beauty. Now wearing hair from a mirror, Most I does not approve it. I'm gonna prove it. They wear fake hair for so long, real hair gon' yes they lose it. They going through it. Then we eat the swine, we really lost our mind to could. He does not chew it. Isaiah 66:17, the Most High word, man, you cannot refute it. Yeah, why we so insane in the brain? This neck don't wanna change. High off that Christianity cocaine. That's why only one third will remain. The heathens going in them chains, but two thirds gonna get them flames.
Brothers really don't want fuego. Brothers
really don't want fuego.
Nobody really want fuego.
From the one that's super negro.
Brothers really don't want fuego.
Sisters really don't want fuego.
Nobody really want fuego.
Hey, from the one that's super negro.
Fuego.
Fuego.
Fuego. You don't want that fuego.
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 You don't want that fuego.
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 Nobody really want fuego. Nobody really want fuego.
Fuego.
From the one that's super negro.
Negro. The ox knows its owner. So the ox
had root of blue man snapping on his side. Fuego, 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 fuego.
Yeah.
Cloven tongues like a fire.
Yeah.
Coming down from the heavens.
Yeah.
On that multitude of life. Edomites, Moabites, Ammonites, they wicked. Elamites, Ishmaelites, Hamites, they gon' get it. They think we playing these games. Mocking us, calling us names. Don't know that they gonna pay for all of our people they put in the chain. From the diaspora to the western coast of Africa. Took from my land, not seen again. We giving chance, don't wanna hear. Giving seizure vote, on our knees we go. As prophesied, the Bible don't lie. At the end of time, all the heathen die. Into fuego, that's where they go. If that ain't proof, why you worry about what we gon' do? Cause they know we the real Jews, and it's lose-lose for they partners too. I'ma have a Moabite slave and an Ishmaelite one too. A couple of Osteen kids fill my whip if my tea ain't done by noon. And my toilet clean by noon. And my lawn clipped by noon. And my mansion clean by noon. You gon' see what I'm gon' do.
Brothers really don't want fuego.
Sisters really don't want fuego.
Nobody really want fuego.
From the one that's super negro.
Turn it.
Brothers really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Sisters really don't want fuego.
Turn it.
Nobody really want fuego.
Hey,
from the one that's super negro.
Fuego.
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 You don't want that fuego.
You don't want that fuego.
Hey.
Fuego.
Fuego.
Hey.
You don't want that fuego.
Hey. Fuego.
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 Nobody really want
fuego.
Nobody really want fuego.
Fuego.
From the one that's super negro.
You name haters, Latin and blacks, you are the greatest thing God has ever created. But because of your sin, because of your transgression against the one true God, he had to punish you. Any good father would punish his children, right? Mm-hmm. But his punishment come a whole lot less. And his punishment was slavery, and we're going to get into it. My topic is, the Bible is the only true book. The man of sin is being revealed. So it's kind of like a two-parter, you know? Starting with the Bible is the only true book because we live in a time and age where technology is so vastly advanced and so readily accessible to us that it's kind of hard to really subscribe or tether yourself to the Bible when you can just Google something and say, well, no, this says this instead.
Well, that's right.
Actually, that's why you were looking for that one scripture earlier, right? That First mm-hmm. Timothy 6. You know what? Here, let's go and get that real quick. First Timothy chapter 6 and verse 20. I mean, this scripture right here alone actually proves that the Bible is a true book because this is thousands of years ago, and then their warning was back then, and hey, these things are going to happen these last days.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be deterred from the truth, all right? First Timothy 6 and verse 10.
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust.
The thing that has been committed to our trust is coming back to our nationality as the Israelites. All right. People get real bothered when you say that there will be no like I make it real blunt. I'm like, there's gonna be no Mexicans in heaven. And they're like, oh my goodness, that's racist. I'm like, no, that's not racist. It's true. There'll be no African Americans. There'll be no Mexicans, or there'll be no Haitians or Jamaicans in the kingdom of God. Just repented Israelites. All
right.
So the thing that was committed to our trust was God's laws. That's what we forsook. The Bible was so repetitive and redundant, it's crazy that people just go follow everything else. But that's, again, that's the lust.
That's just the witchcraft.
That's exactly what it is. And it's so simple. We fell away from breaking the commandments. So you would think common sense would be, okay, in order to come back. But then again, not all sense is common to everybody, right? So it says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Read on.
Avoiding profane and vain babblings.
Okay, so we have to avoid these profane and vain babblings, these unprofitable babblings. Things like Christianity and Islam, the flat earth theory. Who gives a damn if the earth is flat?
Right.
I don't care. That's not going to help my salvation whatsoever. All right? I'm not going to stand in front of the Lord and he says, okay, so I see that you were heavy in the midst of adultery. You were not faithful to your wife. But I'm going to give you a pass, though, because you understood that the earth was flat. So I'm going to take a tit for tat, and I'm going to just erase that one because you knew the earth was flat. Good job. That's not how it works. There's no commandment that. Bro, you're not going to step in front of the Lord, and he says, what shape was the earth? That's not going to happen. And anyone that's part of the witchcraft, though. I mean, you said it perfect. Read on.
It is. An opposition of science. Falsely so-called.
So this was written thousands of years ago. He's given us the warning. He says to avoid the oppositions of science. And that's what technology has done to us in these last days, that we now think that man created God rather than the other way around.
Exactly right. And it says opposition means it's going, science is against God, you know?
Right, exactly. Exactly. That's a key point right there. The oppositions of science, meaning that everything that they have set up is to oppose what the Most High has said. Matter of fact, let's even get that. Let's get 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we'll start at verse 1.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand.
So now, this is the letter that the Apostle Paul has written to the church in Thessalonica, okay, who are Israelites. We won't get into that topic, but these were Greek provinces that the Israelites lived in that were assimilated into Gentile customs, all right? That history can be found in the Maccabees, all right, the Greek captivity. But he says,
don't be so soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by the letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Because people were going around saying, yo, y'all speaking about Christ, but when's he coming back? This is the same thing that people are saying in the last days, because we've now, it's now been over 2,000 years that Christ has been dead. So now it's like, okay, when is he coming back? So because it's been this supposition of time where it's like, okay, he's not returned yet. Now it's like, okay, well, let's fall away from that and let's start following things that can be proven by science.
And that's also witchcraft as far as like the doctrines of like, we're approaching the year 2000, Christ is coming back. 2012, the end of the world, Christ is coming back. There's these doctrines, and the new one that's coming right now is the 400-year prophecy. So next year, 2019, Christ should be coming
right.
back. So that's
right.
a fall in a way to make you deceive, Christ isn't coming back.
You know, what's funny about all those things is that the year 2001, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
That one doesn't make any sense because, first of all, Christ said that he don't even know when he's coming back. So you're calling Christ a liar if you can say, no, Christ is coming back in the year 2000, right? I get where they got that from, about the whole a day is not the same as it is with the Lord, as it is with man. 1,000 years is one day, vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, after 2 days, I will restore you. So that's where they get that from,
right.
from Hosea. But again, it goes against the scriptures. You're calling Christ a liar, okay? You're taking the Lord's name in vain. That's why that doctrine gets completely smashed. The 2012 doctrine gets smashed because of the same thing, but also they said that the earth would be flooded. But the Most High said he would never flood the earth. So now you're calling the Most High a liar? Okay, so that gets smashed with that.
Right. Exactly.
Then the whole 400-year prophecy thing, they get that because they say that the transatlantic slave trade started in 1619, right?
Right.
You add 400 years and then you get
2019, right?
Right. Wishful thinking, very wishful thinking. However, they don't take into account that the Northern Kingdom went into slavery 127 years before Judah did.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Unbeknownst to you so-called Mexicans and Native Americans and Cubans and what else is there? Dominicans. Anything in Central and South America, guess what? You went into slavery long before the Negros did. Way before they did. So if that prophecy is intact, then we should already be in the kingdom.
Should be.
And the other thing is, too, when I think about Christ coming back next year, I get terrified, bro.
Right. That, yeah. You know, it's not a proud thing to be, well, it's a proud thing to be looking forward to, but it's going to get terrible day.
Exactly. The scripture says that woe to them that desire the day of the Lord. Woe means destruction.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because you're saying I got it right. That's what people are saying.
Right.
They're saying no, I'm good, I'm right. The scripture says that we all have sin. So again, you're taking the Lord's name in vain when you're saying no, I'm good. I know what the Bible says, but I'm good.
In the Bible, it also says you're gonna be scared. You're gonna be so scared, gnashing and wailing of teeth, you won't even think you made it.
Right. It says that the righteous shall be scarcely saved.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that too. Bro, you're going to be able to feel that heat on you, and you're going to be like, damn.
And then there's
I'm not making it. Next thing you know, you made it.
Right.
Thinking you're not going to make it. That's how powerful that is.
But, you know, back then, just now, people were like, hey, you know, so it's been this supposition of time. Where's this guy that you guys call Christ? Or Yahushua, whatever name that you want to subscribe to. All right, it doesn't matter. They're all titles anyways. But let's read on verse 3.
Verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means.
But then Paul comes back and says, but don't let no man deceive you by any means. All right. Don't let them say he's coming back in the year 2000 or in 2012, because that's when the Mayan calendar ended and they predicted everything else so accurately. All right. Don't be deceived by, oh, he's coming back in 2019. If that's the case, then what month is he coming back? You know, what day? Here's why he said, I'm coming back as a thief in the night. Here's why. And I could be 100% honest about this, and I'm pretty sure you guys can too.
Mm-hmm.
If I knew Christ was coming back August 1st, 2019 at 10 p.m. Arizona time, then I'd be in wickedness until August 1st, 2019, 10:59, and then I'd throw some prayers.
Right.
And repent. That's why he has to come back as a thief in the night to see who's coming back in the
subject.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
that I'm telling you, we as a people, we would do that. If we knew exactly what's coming back, we don't have our alarm set,
mm-hmm.
right? And then we'd be like, oh, shit, okay, it's time to repent before the Lord returns.
Right.
That's exactly what it is. All right. That's exactly what would happen. All right. And if that's the case, then there'd be no two thirds because we'd all be.
We'd all make a kingdom, bro.
You hear this loud roar of just prayers going across the entire nation.
Right.
They'd be like, what the hell is that?
Right.
It's like earthquake that just wicked ass Jake throwing a prayer at like the last minute trying to get the kingdom.
Right.
So that's why he says, I have to come back to Stephen now. He said, don't let no one deceive you by these things. Okay. Read on.
For that day shall not come.
It says, that day. What day? The second coming of Christ. All right. I can truly, truly say that when I was off in the world, I wanted to believe there was a God because I didn't want to believe that this was it.
Right.
Because if this is it, then just swallow a bullet now.
Enough.
Like,
enough. Right.
You wake up, you go work a job to keep your oppressor's kingdom going. It's just, I'm like, no, this can't be it. So I wanted to believe that there was something. Right. But when you know the truth of the Bible, it sounds like a fairy tale. You know, it really does. It sounds like some sci-fi movie. That's why Esau puts those things out there, like Independence Day and stuff like that. So when you tell them, you know, the chariots there are going to come and save his people that came with laws, it's like.
You sound crazy, right? Yeah.
You do sound crazy.
No, you sound very crazy. But then again, Christ sounded crazy. Noah sounded crazy. Right?
Noah did sound crazy, and only 8 people survived.
Right. Noah sounded crazy because at the time of the flood, it never rained. So just think how crazy he sounded. When he said, hey, there's a flood coming, they can't even fathom what the hell a flood is because it didn't even rain back then. The first time it ever rained, it was when God destroyed everybody on the earth. So just think how crazy he sounds. He's building up a huge ark, and they're like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, a flood is coming. And they're like, yeah, okay. And then sure enough.
And they were going off marrying, buying, and selling like
right.
a normal thing.
It was just a normal thing. A normal thing.
Getting
bro,
married.
When you read the scriptures, right, you got to really like, I don't know about you guys, but I can't read too much at one time without stopping and then trying to think about it. You know, like really think about what I'm reading. And so we read about the history of Noah. I mean, you can go to any country in the world and they know Noah's history. Each nation here on earth, they have their own story about Noah's Ark because it's that popular. Everyone knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really think about it, you know how crazy that must have been? That it's, you know, all the screaming and people trying to fight to get onto the ark after everything was going on.
Right.
And didn't the Most High use some of the animals?
Yeah. He took two of each animal. That way they could repopulate everything.
Right. And they know exactly where it is to this day. You know, I've seen them many YouTube videos and stuff like that. They know exactly where Noah's ark settled at today.
It's funny because after they brought that out, then they try to disprove the fact that the whole earth was flooded. They're trying to say, oh, no, it was just that section right there. But it goes back to we read in Timothy about all the sciences and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Crappy council.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. You know, I was into all that stuff before. Like, nah. Because when I came into the truth, it made perfect sense to me when I heard it, right? I said, yo, like, this makes a lot of sense. Because it was Officer Issachar that told me the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that caught me was he said that Christ is black. And I always believed that because I always saw black images anyways growing up in like my family's households. But seeing someone that's a so-called Mexican so adamant about, yo, Christ is black, God's black, the angels are black, then I'm like, whoa, man, there has to be some truth to this.
Right.
If like, because I know Mexicans are heavy into their idols,
right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold on. Like, this guy is like pushing me a black Christ. Okay. And then, but then everything else, I'm just like, nah, no, man. Because like, even though I didn't follow any religion, it still went against everything you've ever been taught.
Love what you saw, you know?
Just like your simple values of like what you're taught as a kid about loving everybody, getting along. Can't we all just get along?
Right.
So when you hear God doesn't love everybody, that he has a special people, you're like, you don't think of, man, his special people. That's great. Because you go tell that to a so-called white person, hey, do you know that your God's chosen people and that you're going to get the kingdom of heaven? He's going to be like, I know.
Right.
Duh.
Right.
Duh. When's he coming back, you know? But our people are like, no. So it just went against things I was taught. So I actually started studying, not to follow it, but I studied to disprove it.
You were studying to disprove Officer Issachar?
Yes.
Right.
Wow.
I was studying not to disprove him, but I was studying to just – disprove the fact that God was, and I don't want to use the words limited to one nation, but that's what it is. Okay, the fact that he chose one nation, let me say it like that. It was just hard for me to believe that.
It is kind of hard to believe that.
And then the scripture says, faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. So I'm thinking that I'm studying to disprove something, when really I'm just giving myself more knowledge. Like, yo, I can't disprove this whatsoever.
Right. And you know, me coming up in Islam, it's like, you know, I always hated Christianity, but I never gave Jesus his credit. You know, I always gave credit to, you know, to Muhammad. You know, but when I just could not bow down to a white Jesus. I just could not do it. But when I learned that Christ was black in the Bible, that's when I was like, oh, okay.
No, you know what? And then that's what it comes down to, is that our people can't subscribe to a book that they have no images in, because even though we may not have followed the book or read it for ourselves, I always thought everyone in there was white.
Was white, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, how can I really subscribe to something that doesn't pertain to me?
Yeah.
And then when you hear that he is black, and you're
everybody
like,
else in the book was black.
Like, okay, it makes sense. Okay. And then the rabbit hole gets deeper. Right. And then what really got me too is that he's like, here, I'll prove it to you. Show me Revelation 1:14. And I'm like, that is perfectly clear.
Yeah.
I was like, if that is so blatantly obvious, then what are they hiding that's not so obvious?
Right.
And I was like, because I was real big into like conspiracy theories too, you know. I'm like, bro, listen, that sounds great that Christ is black, but they're gonna put us on trains, bro, and they're gonna put us in concentration camps and everything.
Right, right, right.
All
right.
Start verse 3 again.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
So the only way that the second coming of the Lord can come, the only way that that can be fulfilled, when you read Matthew 5, it says, that the law has not passed away until all things be fulfilled. A Christian loves that thing. Oh, see? Law, see? It says it's fulfilled. It says, bro, it says all things. Has Christ made the second coming yet? Then no, the laws are still here. All right? But it says there has to be a falling away first, meaning all 12 tribes of the nation of Israel had to go into captivity. All right? Every single last one of us, from Judah all the way down to Naphtali, we all had to go. And it started with the northern kingdom, or the Hispanic tribes, and then it went into Judah, which is the southern kingdom, and then the last tribes to be overthrown were the Native Americans, who also pertained to the northern kingdom as well. Those things had to happen first. And then it says, after that happened, and it's blatantly obvious that we're in captivity to this day,
mm-hmm.
All right, or people get, they let a gift destroy the heart, and they think that they're 9 to 5, because I was talking to a guy at work, actually, and he was like, hey, so what you think about this World War III about to pop off? And I was like, I mean, it is what it is. He's like, you're not scared? I said, I'm not scared in the sense of why I think you're scared.
Right.
I'm scared because I'm reflecting and I'm self-examining. And I'm like, am I ready? You know, that's why I'm scared. I said, but I'm not scared. I'm scared of the war popping off, because I understand that that's for my benefit. That's to bring my salvation. And he's like, what? What are you talking about? And
that's
so,
when you start sounding crazy.
Right. So then we start having like a little bit of dialogue. You know, I've talked to him before. And basically he says, I don't know, man. You know, like, I'm good. I'm like, oh, you're good. Okay, you're good. Because you make, you know, $27 an hour. You know, you make a little decent paycheck. Your wife makes good money too. You know, I see your truck is real nice. You have a house out in Levine. I was like, you got a nice family, right? You're good, right? And he's like, well, yeah. Well, he's like, I didn't think like that, but yeah, everything you just said, exactly.
Right.
And I said, bro, there's so much more than that waiting for you. That there's eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the things that the Lord had prepared for you. I was like, that's nothing, bro. That's all play stuff. Those are all little gifts that you're given by your oppressor to be like, no, see, look, you are somebody.
Right.
And that's actually the devil that's hearing your prayer. It's like the devil went up to Christ and tempted him for all things. You're going to be tempted too.
That it's funny when people that are like, it's always people that are newer to the truth too. And they're like, yeah, you know, I was praying and God answered my prayers. And you're like, no.
Right.
That was actually the devil that answered those prayers for you. But he says that there must come to fall away first, and then the man of sin shall be revealed. All right. Again, the title is The Bible is the Only True Book. The Man of Sin is Being Revealed. All right. I'm going to just say it plainly, and then we'll get into it. The man of sin, all right, is the so-called white man. Dun, dun, dun.
Friendly neighborhood white man.
There it is. I said it. If you don't like it, call in 516-531-9797. All right. All right. Who the Bible calls Esau. All right. They come from the nation of Edom. There's 18 nations in the Bible. We all pertain to one of them. So which nation do you come from? Because guess what? African-American is not in the Bible. Neither is Haitian or Mexican or Jamaican. And neither is Caucasian. Okay. So we all come from one of these nations. But the man of sin is
the so-called white man.
The so-called white man. All right. Who is Esau, who the world so ignorantly calls the white man. All right. You guys got some scriptures? See both going around. Let me see. Who's got it for Lizzie? What do you got?
I got Isaiah 14.
All right, bring it out. Let's see.
So this is the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? So I love this scripture because it's talking about pretty much so-called white man. It's saying how he's fallen from heaven. So right now, the United States of America is pretty much the golden pot. Everybody wants to come here. The white man is loving the United States of America because they got power, they got military might, they can go to any good place to live. And then it says, how art thou cut down to the ground, which did weakest the nations? Because all nations are bowing down to America.
That's right. Not all nations are bowing down to Saudi Arabia or China, okay?
Exactly.
Who's the superpower in the earth? And that is the United States of America, which the Bible calls Babylon the Great.
Mm-hmm. And it's also calling it Lucifer.
You know what? That could be a class on its own, that Isaiah 14.
It's a deep book right here.
It's
deep chapter.
And it's funny, too, because it's always funny when unlearned Christians go there. I'm like, bro, get out of there. Like, you're going to drown. Okay, get out of there quick.
Yeah.
I'm like, here, let's go to this scripture. And I'll take them somewhere like real, real simple, like to keep a beard.
Right.
And they're like, oh, no, that's the Old Testament. Like, bro, you're in the Old Testament. And like I said, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Hold that in Isaiah, though. Real quick, let's go back to the 2 Thessalonians real quick. And let's read verse 4. Because he says, Paul says that Christ can't return until two things happen. There come a falling away first, meaning the Israelites have to go into captivity. All right, all 12 tribes. And the second part is that the man of sin must be revealed. Okay. Verse 4 is going to key in on who the man of sin actually is. If there was any doubt in anyone's mind, well, who's the man of sin? Right. Because they're going to say, oh, no, it's the devil. It's the devil, the man of sin.
There's got to be the Saudi Arabians.
Right.
Got to be them.
Verse 4 is letting you know clearly who the man of sin is. Read.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God.
So now, I've had the privilege of traveling to a lot of different countries, right? When I was in the military and then just for recreation, right? I've seen white Jesus everywhere, bro.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I've seen it everywhere.
Yeah.
I've never seen a Korean Jesus in every single country. I've never seen it, you know? But it says, who opposeth, that's the first point that we want. Who's jumping up and opposing God by passing laws, by spreading doctrines and philosophies and different? What's the key thing that they did when they came and took all these lands? They came with their philosophy and doctrines, right? With their religions.
Mm-hmm.
They were opposing God. Read on real quick. I'm gonna find the scripture.
And then when it says, and exalted himself above all that is called God,
bring that
up. That's them painting themselves as the white image of God.
Right,
removing
exactly.
God from being a black man with the pure head of wool.
That's right. Before you read on, I'm going to read this real quick. This is Psalms chapter 94, verse 20. It says, shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? The throne of iniquity is sin, right, when you read Psalms 38, verse 18. So the throne of sin, who pushes sin on earth? It's Esau, okay? But it says that he frameth mischief by a law. He passes laws to get the children of Israel to stay in sin, okay? He says, okay, God says marriage is between a man and a woman. He says, no, marriage can be between anybody, right? God says, Friday dark to Saturday dark, you can't buy or sell. He says, no, we're going to pay you on Friday, and then that we can go out and break the Sabbath on Saturday, right? God says, don't eat pork and shrimp and crab and lobster. The things are unclean to you. Although they serve a purpose in why they're created, they're not meant to be eaten. He says, no, it's the new white meat. Right. You can eat that. It's clean now.
The FDA approved it.
Through his science, right? He says, no, when you cook it at a certain temperature, it kills all the things like that.
And that's the crafty counsel, the smooth words that our people like to use.
That's what it is, right. Because the commandments put you into a box, right? Into a tight box at that too. And our people get very uncomfortable when they're told that they're limited in their in what they can and can't do. Because our people hate order, first and foremost. Let's establish that point. And they love the fact that they can do whatever they want as long as they say, no, I just have faith in Jesus.
Right.
Not knowing that their everyday life is exactly said the exact same way. If you go to lunch at 12, okay, and you say, you know what, I'm craving a burger, right? I want a burger for lunch. Close by, there's a McDonald's, and then there's a Burger King. That's not freedom. That's your oppressor giving you a choice. It's the exact same thing. It's the exact same thing, but we've been so destroyed that we think, nah, that is a freedom. That is a luxury. I'm going to go with the Whopper instead of the Big Mac. I chose that.
And that's a discussion I was trying to have. Starting to come into the truth, was talking with my mom. And she was with her so-called boyfriend at the time, about to get engaged, about to, you know, become, you know, build that bond.
Right.
Cool. In a worldly sense, he was a cool dude. Never had any problem, no strife with the guy. As soon as I started bringing scriptures out, devil started coming out. Now he started to have a problem with me to where, like, I'm not doing anything to offend this guy.
Truth come out, man, run in.
He's got a problem with me.
Yeah.
So when I started talking to Isaiah 5 and 13, we're in captivity. Deuteronomy 28, he's looking at me like, there's something wrong with you. We're not in captivity.
Right.
I was like, just because we're not, you know, in chains, we are in captivity in the mind. That's why Abraham Lincoln, you know, released the so-called blacks, because he already knew the black, the Negro race. You guys are destroyed.
And then we're actually going to get that curse later on, too.
You're going to do what I want you to do.
We're now suffering from the worst kind of bondage, and that's mental bondage, right? And every single time that we went into captivity, whether it be Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Greece, Rome, we always knew who we were as a people. We came out of those captivities, and we understood that we were still the children of Israel. But here in these last days, under this last captivity, because believe it or not, this is the last captivity, right? After this captivity, Christ will set up his kingdom here in earth as it is in heaven, all right? So this is the only captivity where we don't know who we are.
Because even in the book of Maccabees, it talks about how they set up laws to not call yourself a Jew. You couldn't entertain and feast. So back then, even if you were in captivity, you knew, I'm an Israelite, but I can't say I'm an Israelite. I'm going to get put to death.
Right.
Here, you can say you're an Israelite, you're not going to get put to death. They're going to look at you like you're crazy because they've been born and raised in slavery to think that you're not. You're just a Negro, a stick.
I was having a conversation with somebody, and I've had it the same conversation over and over and over again. And he always starts out with, because I told him he's Israel, and he has family members that say that they're Israel too. And then he has friends that he went to high school with that say they're Israel. And so he'll say, oh, hey, man, I just added someone on Facebook that, like, I knew from high school. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, yeah. She's an Israelite just like you.
Hmm.
And I'm like, oh, you mean like us? He's like, nah, I'm not. And I'm like, bro, how many times do I got to tell you? You can't change who you are.
That's interesting.
You can subscribe to being something else. But if I walk around saying I'm Chinese for the rest of my life, that's not going to make me Chinese.
Right.
It's never going to change me.
Right.
You are who you are. You is who you is, bro. You're an Israelite, but you're in Gentile customs. That's why you subscribe to being African-American or American or whatever the case may be. And he's like, no. And we're like, all right, man, it is what it is.
You know what you're telling me right there, because you try to talk to people, you try to tell them the truth, right? And they, it's like they have such a hatred towards the truth that this scripture that I'm about to read right now, pull it out, it's gonna, it just makes sense as to why they're in the state of mind that they're in.
Bring
so
it out.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So I'm over here trying to talk to you about you being Jake, but at the end of the day, that's God that has that delusion in your head, because you're just the two-thirds. That's all it is.
You know what? And then that's a very scary thing, too. Before, when I was first coming into the truth, when someone wouldn't receive the message, especially those that are close to you, those are the ones that you naturally want to cling to first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of crazy some of the excuses you hear from people that you've known your whole life.
Right.
And you're like, dude, like, what are you not seeing that like I'm seeing? And to the point to where I would get, like, frustrated and, like, offended, like. Like, you're the, you know, like, really? Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean you're not going to leave your white wife? Are you kidding me? Bro, this is the truth, you know?
Yeah.
But now I understand, just like Paul said, bro, you just plant the seed, it's God that gives the increase.
Mm-hmm.
So now, bro, I don't think about it in no other ways, you know, other than it's just my job to deliver this glorious gospel. I was like, bro, I just want you the greatest thing that you could ever hear in your life, that you're Israel.
The thing that's going to set you free.
That God
your,
gave you
right.
His laws to make you separate. He didn't give you His laws as a punishment. He gave you His laws that way you know, okay, I'm the chosen people of God. But that's how we look at the laws, like, ah. That's why, bro, that's why Paul said, you keep the love of God is keep the commandments. The commandments are not grievous, right? No, I'm sorry, not Paul, but in 1 John, right?
Yeah, 1 John 5:3.
That's why he had to reiterate that to us. Hey, guys, remember, this is not grievous.
Right. Uh-huh.
This is to show that he chose you over everybody else. They don't have a God.
It's like that scripture that says he put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel.
Right.
Meaning that you're over here wearing fringes, having a beard on your face, not having tattoos, keeping the laws of the Most High, separate from the Gentile, separate from the other nations that he needed.
Right, right. I mean, it's to our benefit.
Since the beginning it was set up
since
that
the
way.
Very, very beginning. Since the very, very beginning.
And that's what makes this Bible true. Reading the prophecies, reading how we went into slavery, how our names were changed
right.
into bywords.
Right.
Our women taken, raped. That didn't happen to all these other nations. That only happened to so-called Black, Hispanics, and Native Americans. That's
right.
What you need to understand, that this Bible is a true book. Because why would a white man write a Bible talking about your destruction and how he's going to go into captivity?
You know why? You know why? Because our people don't read for themselves.
Put it in the book.
And then when they do read it, they don't understand it. Jake gets really offended too when you tell them when they say, "Why I've read the Bible 5 times?"
Right.
And I'm like, "Well, you never understood it. What do you mean I never understood it? You know, who are you to tell me I don't understand something?" Like, bro, I can tell you don't understand it because you don't have a beard, you don't have fringes, you don't you're eating a damn pulled pork sandwich in front of me.
You just bought something on the Sabbath.
Right. That's how I know. I'm not saying it to offend you, but at one point in time, I was also on that side of these camp signs. Following the same things as you, bro.
Call themselves a king and not knowing when. You know, not knowing
nothing
about.
Like, I'm a God.
Yeah, I'm a God.
I am God.
Yeah.
I am God.
When? Like, when was you? You know, you used to be a God.
Yeah, but you would die like a man.
Like a man.
Let's read verse 4 again in 2 Thessalonians.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. Who opposeth and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
So this is, we just went into what we're talking about the images. You can,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the Jehovah's Witnesses, well, they actually upgraded, and now they have tablets. But before, when they would give out the little booklets, well, you know, even on their tablets, they still have the images.
The images, right? Yeah.
What image is on there? It's not our people.
So
common sense would tell you, okay, well, who's showing themselves as God? And then you got to understand, too, is, give me Proverbs 23, verse 7 real quick. Proverbs 23, verse 7. Watch, there's going to be so many scriptures that like we're not going to get to, because we can take this so many different ways. Proverbs 23, verse 7.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he.
So that's why they had to get rid of our images and put their images in there, because it says, as a man thinks his heart, meaning in his mind, so is he. So if you think that you're nothing but a minority, like, for instance, our people are the vast majority. but they keep calling us the minority because that plays on our minds,
right?
That's why they want to do the census every year or every so often, that way they can number us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it says, what you think in your heart, so will you, okay? When we were brought over on slave ships and we were forced Christianity, okay, because we couldn't read or write, so who did we learn God from? We learned it from our oppressor. And then they gave us their images. That way, when we wanted to revolt as a people, we would say, no, I can't, because that's God. That's how you have 300 slaves on one plantation and three overseers.
But it's also, there's a scripture that talks about how the Most High will put the fear in Israel. So you got a big, strong man, fearful of just the wind.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, for sure. That's all part of the curses.
So that was the fear.
That's all part of the curses. When you read in Timothy, it says that the Most High thing gives you a spirit of fear. That lets you know that that fear you feel is a curse for me,
right,
for you breaking my commandments. Bro, he completely broke us down, but he had to do it the way he did. So that way we can understand that when we woke up, that's when people say, no, grace. Like, bro, there's always been grace.
Right.
We've always had grace since the very beginning. Before, the grace was, is my animal sacrifice efficient to be forgiven for the sin that I just committed,
right?
Now the grace is, we have Christ, the ultimate sacrifice. So grace has always been there. But nobody understands the Father's love, mercy, and grace more than someone that is repenting and trying to keep the commandments.
Right.
Bro, when you think about it, like all the time, like, oh, I should be dead, like right now.
Exactly.
In the old covenant before Christ, you were put to death.
Bro, for everything.
There was a lot of killing going
idolatry,
on.
Breaking the Sabbath, dishonoring your parents, right? But when you come back, when you bethink yourself, like it says in 1 Kings 8, and start to apply God's laws, then you're like, man, there's no mercy above the Most High's mercy. It's the same thing that I try to apply in my everyday life with dealing with like brothers and stuff like that. Rather than getting frustrated with them, I think of, man, the patience that the Lord has had in me. So I'm like, you know what?
Getting
oh my goodness, bro. Oh my. That's why I can't stand when they say grace. Like, dude, trust me, I understand grace.
Right.
You don't understand grace.
Right.
That's why you were wearing those tight-ass pants and clubbing last night on freaking Friday night.
Right. But it also talks about how you want salvation, you want the kingdom, right? Unless you come as a little child, meaning completely get rid of the doctrines and philosophies that you were, it's symbolic. Just when Moses was getting called by the angel,
right,
saying, take your feet off, now I got to start teaching you God's law.
Right.
It's all symbolic. You have to completely humble yourself as a newborn babe.
Yeah,
or you're not getting the kingdom.
There's people that like to subscribe to the title of saying that they're born again Christians, but not understanding how heavy that term born again actually is. That literally means you're relearning your whole life all over again. You're saying, okay, I'm starting from scratch, and I'm going to be just completely in submission to God's laws, because it's called the Book of Life because it teaches you how to live life. It teaches you what to eat, how to dress, how to treat people, how to treat yourself, how to treat your wife, how to conduct yourself with a brother or a sister. Bro, it teaches you every single thing. That's why he gave it to us and said, look, out of everything, okay, just follow this and you'll be good.
Right.
But when you lean on your own understanding, then that's when you start to fall. That's when you become African Americans and Mexicans and things like that. And then coming back to it and understanding, like he brought up the curses and the prophecies. And then, and you know, we'll get into that. Because again, the title is, the Bible is the only true book. The man of sin is being revealed. Again, it's going to have to be like a two-parter because there's so much in revealing.
There's just too much information.
There's so much in revealing that Esau is the devil the Bible speaks of that it wouldn't do it justice in doing it in one show. But so we read here in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 4, all right? It says, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
And the big part that I want to talk about is, or that is worship, because all throughout the world, you don't see the so-called, like the Arabs, the Chinese, their images aren't being worshipped throughout the whole world. It's always the white Jesus.
Right.
That's what's being worshipped.
And
so who do you think man of sin is?
They can,
giving you a clue.
They can say, no, they don't worship the white image of Christ, right? They can say that. Let's just give them that, okay?
The benefit of the doubt? Okay.
Right. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt, and let's run with that, okay? The way that they disrespect and treat the men, right? The black men and the Hispanic men, because we're all one of the same anyways. Even though the Northern Kingdom women treat their men a little better, but just the way that they can so easily look down on us as men and call us niggas,
right.
We ain't SH and everything else, right?
Right?
Shows that you don't see us as God then, right?
Right.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is too, with that image comes ideals, right? Ways to live your life. Because with that image, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
All right? That's, bro, that's Satanism. That's do as thou wilt.
Yeah. You can
do whatever you want as long as you say, I believe in Christ. So you do worship the image because
right.
of the image comes a doctrine.
Doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's holidays, like, and one of the worst is Thanksgiving, you know, where you're actually saying, you know, damn the Native Americans, you know?
You know what? My best friend back in the world was Tribe of Gad, and he loved Thanksgiving.
It's crazy, right?
It's because you're born into
right.
that, thinking that, okay, it's a normal.
I mean, and even in, like, the world, like, I had some, at least some, you know, understanding that, like this is wrong.
Right.
You know?
Like it's not enough.
Yeah. And that's the
they
thing.
Might cover it up a little bit.
Right.
Not as bad, but they still got slaughtered.
And I'm like, you know, I mean, I was still eating everything else, obviously, you know. It was just a day for...
Yeah, even in Islam, I was still eating.
Yeah, yeah, you know. You know
that off work,
yeah, exactly. It was
an
excuse for me to be off work
right.
and chill and eat and whatever. But even then, I'd be like, bro, like, really? Like,
right.
like you're not offended in this? You know,
yeah.
And it's nah, you know, because you know people. Nah, it's more day of family and everything else.
We do it for the kids. It's for the kids. It's
right.
for the family. We only get together twice, maybe three times.
You know what? And the people that say that it's for the kids, not understanding that when Christ returns and your kid is found in the midst of sin when you're in the wilderness, guess who's gonna put him to death? You. So yes, it's for the kids then as well too.
Right.
So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So let me get. Deuteronomy 28 verse 15. Let's get into, because people ask me all the time, well, okay, how can you say definitively that those people are the children of Israel? And the answer is very simple, but it's not that simple, obviously, because there's so much kickback as far as the 12 tribes chart, for instance. That chart's not right. That was created in the 80s by such and such. And it's like, bro, really? The prophecies speak for themselves, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And when it says in Isaiah 11 about how Judah shall not vex Ephraim and Ephraim shall not envy Judah. It's like, bro, you're keeping that going by saying that by trying to discredit the 12 tribes chart.
That's also in Ezekiel when it talks about the grafting and then the getting the sticks.
Right.
You're also fulfilling
right.
prophecy
right.
by saying, what's that?
I'm like... When, because people call all the time the toll free number, and then I don't know how, but they call my personal number as well too, and you know to like talk. Some people are actually sincere; they ask real questions, but some people call to debate the 12 tribes chart. And I'm like, bro,
fulfilling prophecy.
I'm like, bro. First and foremost, you just made my faith stronger, just so you know, all right? Because it's gonna be the people in the last days that come up against the truth. But now I just say, you know what? There's people that have problems with drug addiction. They have homosexual spirits, all right? All manner of sin that are calling to get help.
Right.
And you're calling me and taking up space to debate a 12 tribes chart.
And if it's not us, then who is it? You know what I mean? Who?
Right. Who? And yeah, and then that's the other thing. Okay, brother, the onus is not on me to prove to you that they are. It's on you to prove to me that they're not.
They're not.
Right. Show me the history where the white man
right.
goes to another race.
And then and then I'm like, okay, brother, because they'll call, right, and I'll be like, hey, Shalom, is this, and they always get the name wrong, is this UICI, you know, something crazy, right? I'm like, yeah, this is, and then they're like, hey, Shalom, brother, this is brother, they'll say, brother Malcolm, right? Yeah, this is brother Malcolm calling, hey, I got a quick question, right? So then after they go into it, right, then I'll be like, okay, so you have the understanding of the 12 tribes chart. And like, yeah, absolutely. Okay, but you don't understand Isaiah 44 and 5? You don't understand that you got to change your name?
Right.
Even if it's not legal, at least get a Hebrew name and then go by one.
Like, and what's crazy too, if they're going to try to disprove the chart, break down Genesis 49. Break down the tribes and tell me who that is today.
Bro, the easiest tribe to break down, hands down for me, is Issachar.
Yeah, the two burdens.
Bro, the saw that rest was good. The
right.
Two burdens.
Right.
I'm like, bro, that
is, that's big. That's easy. Easily break that down.
Bro.
The same thing with Gath. Oh, a troop shall cause
my ass.
You know,
exactly. That's like clear as day to me.
Right. Yeah.
Like at camp.
Who does that pertain to?
If I'm ever teaching at camp and then Issachar comes up, yeah. Give me this, you know, because I know how to line up perfectly to reach them, you know. I've had people come up there like, oh yeah, I'm from Guatemala. I'm like, damn.
Yeah,
I know,
right?
How do I break this down again? You know, I can do it, but it takes a little more, you know, history and stuff like that. But the scripture for Issachar is so clear, man.
It really is.
It's the prophecies in Genesis 49 and Deuteronomy 33, and the curses that are in Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 46 that undoubtedly prove that we are the Israelites. You know what? Start at 28 verse 15, and then we'll jump up real quick.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 15.
So again, the first part of the title is the Bible is the only true book. So now we're going to get into why the Bible is the only true book, because no other book can prove that you're not an African American, that you're not Haitian, Jamaican, Colombian, whatever the case may be, but that you are indeed the Son of God. Read that.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
But it shall, meaning in future prophecy, Moses is warning the children of Israel. When we came out of Egypt, he said, if you don't listen to the voice of the Lord thy God, read.
To observe, to do all his commandments.
No, some of his commandments.
To do all his commandments.
To do all his commandments, all right? There's no cherry picking with God's commandments, all right? And I see that even recently when people keep in the Passover, they'll post pictures and then it'll be like the lamb with like some
mashed potatoes.
Yeah, with like some crazy stuff. And I'm like,
where's the bitter herbs?
Yeah, and we're like, bro, like that's not how you keep the Passover meal. And then they'll come in and say, well, did you slaughter your own lamb and blah blah blah? I'm like, bro,
was it blemished?
We have to rehearse the righteous acts. I'm unable to do that, but I'm able to roast my lamb,
exactly.
To have bitter herbs, to have the unleavened bread.
Right.
There's nowhere in the scripture where, bro, that's a Cain spirit, all right? When God said, bring me animal sacrifice,
right.
And Abel said, okay, you got it. Boom, done.
Right.
And then Cain said, nah, nigga, here's some fruits and veggies.
Right. Or just passing the buck on, you know, just.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Well,
I'm like,
that's deep, though. The Cain and Abel, that's deep. That's Jacob and Esau.
Very, very, very heavy.
Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. That's why he was rejected, because he always had that spirit since the beginning.
Very heavy. And he has that same spirit today. That same hatred that he had back then for his brother, it's the same thing that the white man has today. That's why he can kill you on Facebook Live and know, like, it's no sweat. I'm going to get off. Bro,
that's deep.
Bro, we have so much technology now that people could just turn on Facebook Live and video record the police being so vile to our people.
Yeah.
And our people, of course, they uproar. But then what do? They protest, they march, they break their own stuff in their own communities, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go riot and loot their own community, tear it down completely. And then their oppressor says, okay, well, joke's on you, niggas. We ain't building it back up now. So now their place is completely destroyed for themselves.
But they also know, too, that you'll get over in a couple of days.
Right.
When you put out a new season out on a TV show, something to distract you. Oh, there's a sale on H&M. Like that whole monkey
thing. Yeah.
Something. You know?
It's always
the same.
It's always
people are simple. But back to the scripture where it says, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses.
Moses is letting the children of Israel know, you natives, Latins, and blacks, he says, these curses will come upon you, read.
Shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
And overtake thee. Overtake thee in so much that we would forget who we are as a people.
Right.
But all praise to the Most High for his mercy, that through his son he's allowing us in these last days to bethink ourselves and come back as Israel. Now jump to verse 46 real quick.
Verse 46. And they shall be upon thee for a sign. And for a wonder.
And the they there is the curses. So the Bible's letting us know that the curses shall be upon the children of Israel as a sign. A sign does what? It identifies something.
Right.
That's very simple. You know that you're on 19th Avenue in Peoria because there's signs that say 19th Avenue and Peoria, right? I don't go into McDonald's and order a Whopper because I know the sign outside says Burger King.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Right.
Hey, so
that's why it's plain.
Bro,
you can't,
very plain.
You can't say you're not an Israelite. The Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans aren't Israelites. Show me anywhere in the Bible where the Japanese man, the Chinese man, was put on slave ships that had yokes of iron, but their women were sold for wine.
You know what? And it's not even show me in the Bible. It's show me anywhere in history.
That's true.
That those things happened.
Exactly.
Because our people could be ignorant, and people have said it to me numerous times. They said, well, at one point in time, everyone's gone into slavery. I'm very curious as to where, I mean, I have an idea that came from the white man, obviously.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But because I used to say it. I say it too. Well, at one point in time, we all went into slavery. And but then it's like, well, who's we all? And when was this time, and where did they go into slavery to?
And because, how did that happen?
Because the transatlantic slave trade has been documented, where they went, the numbers that went where, right? Like, you can't look up, okay, the great slave trade of the Chinese race.
Right.
You know, like that doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. You can't find it, right?
You won't find it anymore.
That does not exist whatsoever. You know, and then the same people that use technology to discredit the Bible are the same ones when you say, bro, just Google it. Like, you Google it, like nothing comes up. Oh, Google now, Google. And you're like, really? You're like, bro, come on, you're just doing the exact same thing to me.
And that's what you just got a scoffer.
Well,
it's prophesied in the Bible that in the last days there's gonna be scoffers.
Well, that's why it says, if any be ignorant, the land be ignorant.
Right.
I'm like, bro, if you don't see it, then you just don't see it.
Yeah.
But the key thing is to always go to the curses. This is what ties us into being Israel. Now, there's some people that came in under other things, you know. For me, it was hearing that Christ is black, and then it being proven that he was black. That's what really caught my eye. But for a lot of people, it's the curses. It's the curses, hands down, because it's like, yo, this has actually happened to our people.
Mm-hmm.
Read the verse.
I was going to read the book of Daniel 9, verse 11.
Yes, bring it up.
It says, yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law.
Yeah, all Israel, okay, all 12 tribes have transgressed the laws of God, read on.
Even by departing, that they might not obey the voice. Therefore, the curse is put upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed the words which he spoke against us, and against our judges, and that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil.
So it says that he had confirmed, what he confirmed was the curses that we're about to read, all right? And it's really going to bring this thing to life. That's why we titled it, The Bible is the Only True Book. All right? Read on. There was a more right there. For under the whole heaven, all right? For under the entire earth, read.
Had not been done as had been done upon Jerusalem.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So God's letting you know, okay, there may have been a point in time when the Irish came over to be indentured servants, right? There may have been a point in time where other nations were in captivity to us as the children of Israel. Of course, these things are documented in history. But God is saying, although those things have occurred, there still has not been done than what I did to my children for breaking my commandments.
Right.
That's how we can know, okay, when we read verse 46 again, why don't you read it?
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 46, and they shall be upon thee for a sign. And for a wonder,
these curses shall be upon the children of Israel for a sign to identify who they are, and for a wonder. Read.
And upon thy seed forever.
You see that? And upon thy seed forever. The Lord changes not. All right? It says, upon thy seed forever. So now let's get some of the curses that would be upon the children of Israel. That way we can wake up in the last days and say, you know what? You are an Israelite from the tribe of A, B, and C, as long as you fit these curses. Why do you think Esau is trying to get slavery out of the school system from being taught? He's now calling it the Great Migration. That's some evil stuff, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, one nation of people completely slaughtered, and it was mass genocide, another nation of people. And they're saying, no, it's the Great Migration.
Right.
They turned the slave ships into a carnival cruise.
Right.
And you know what's crazy? You're saying that. It just gives me more fire because the devil knows he has a little bit of time. He's trying to do anything he can for the next generation not to know the truth.
You know, yeah, there's that scripture in one of the Gospels. I can't remember which Gospel it is, but it's when Christ casts out a evil spirit from somebody and then he puts – and then – well, first off, the evil spirit tells him, like, no, like, not yet. Like, it's not the time yet. Like the spirit understood, like, no, like, we still got some time to reign here. So then he put it into the pigs and then, like, the pigs want to kill themselves. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that thing is heavy. Like he knows that there's a supposition of time. Esau knows. That's why he calls it the beginning of times. He calls it the Middle Ages. He knows that his reign is only for a short time while.
Right.
But, I mean, it is what it is. But jump up to verse 15 right there in Deuteronomy 28.
Verse 15?
No, verse 16. I'm sorry.
Oh, verse 16.
So now we're going to just touch on a few key curses, all right, just to prove that Israel is indeed the natives, Latins, and blacks. Who have lost our history. That's why we have this radio show. All right, read on.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 16. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field.
So cursed shall we be in the city, okay? Now, we can be ignorant and say, well, there's white people in the ghetto too, right? We can say that. Now, but as an entire race of people, who suffers from those conditions the most, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's blacks and Hispanics.
Right.
And we can try to, not us, but our people could try to say, well, no, it's different. No, there's slums, there's ghettos, there's barrios, right?
Right.
There's projects in Hispanic neighborhoods, just like there's projects in black neighborhoods, and there's the same things. There's gangs,
right.
There's drugs. Bro, I don't have to worry about going somewhere at 3 in the morning using an ATM and worrying about a Asian jacking me.
Right.
You know,
right.
I got to worry about my own people running up behind me and jacking me. That actually just happened. Well, I didn't get jacked, but someone just stole my wallet last week when I was getting my freaking oil change. I was sitting in one of those like massage chairs in the freaking mall, and I had my wallet on the thing because I took, you know, the money out. So the wallet right there. I got a phone call, so I stood up to walk away, and I came right back, and it was gone. And there was a Judite sitting next to me, and I'm like, dang,
yeah.
Man, he got me.
He got you.
I was like, it is what it is. Well, let me,
man.
I was like, let me repent,
right.
You know, because obviously it's just judgment from somewhere.
Something wrong, right.
But,
and that's just the mindset, the understanding that we have coming into the truth, being born again,
being
knowing
born
how
again,
to deal with our people.
Being born again is such a heavy thing. But it says, cursed shall we be in the city, all right? We're cursed in the city. We were just in Puerto Rico last year, and they closed something like 70 schools.
Right.
So we suffer from the
they're
lowest
without power for a while too.
Bro, it's ridiculous. And then Trump's whole excuse was, you know, they're on an island, it's hard to get there.
Trump is like, all praise to the Most High that we're getting our wake up call with Trump.
No, Trump all Trump has to do at this point is say, I'm the devil. You know, he's done everything else.
Right.
All he has to say is, okay, got you guys, I'm the
he
devil.
He probably even say he's the devil and our people will still not believe.
I have a family member that actually voted for him.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it says that we curse in the city, right? We curse in the city. We suffer from the lowest education. All right, again, there are some of those that are sprinkled in that have success, but we as an entire nation of people, okay, we suffer from these conditions. It says, and cursed shall there be in the field. We were cursed in the sugarcane fields, the tobacco fields, all right, the cotton fields, and in the field today, equates to what? Our jobs. Now you might have a job where you make decent money, but guess what? That stuff goes right back into keeping your oppressors wealthy. Keyword wealthy, because
right.
They're not rich, they're wealthy,
wealthy.
Right? So you go to work and you look and say, you know what? I make a good paycheck, right? But that paycheck goes to your car payment,
right.
It goes to your rent, it goes to your mortgage, it goes to food,
right?
It goes to everything. Everything under the sun that you can't control.
Right. It's back to work for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And show up on time, otherwise you're going to be fired.
Exactly.
You know? And then just like the soldier just said, there's the minimum wage, which is absolutely hands down not designed for us to be sustained as a people.
Right.
If you take someone, because what is minimum wage right now? $10?
$10.25.
Is it?
$10.25.
Okay, so $10.25, let's say you work 40 hours a week, that's 420 a week.
Right.
Right. And let's say
not including taxes taken out.
So let's say every 2 weeks that's 840.
Right.
And let's say you claim the lowest on both state and federal. So let's say you're walking over like 750. Let's say that, okay? So that's 1500 a month.
Right.
Right.
Nothing.
So that means that you have to keep just in efficiency apartment, you know, like a studio, because because you really can't go anything above like 500, because Lord forbid you have a car payment, you might be able to save a little bit to get a little hoopsie, but then you still have car insurance,
right?
You got gas,
phone
right?
Bill.
Phone bill,
right?
You got to buy food,
right?
But you cannot live off minimum wage,
right?
Especially if you got a family with kids in the
that is designed. For our people to turn to crime.
Right.
Bro, that's part of the school to prison pipeline system that they have set up against other people. That's exactly what that is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it says that we'll be cursed in the field, all right? Meaning today our jobs. You got these so called Mexicans that work all these different types of jobs for low pay, long hours, right? You go to the Home Depot, they're all outside looking for work, right? That's part of being cursed in the field, all right? Jump up to verse 32.
Verse 32. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people.
That thy sons and thy daughters. A key point, we have to remember that, sisters, guess what? Y'all went into captivity with us.
Right.
All right? Y'all were there getting whipped in the back right along with us. Okay? It says that we shall be given to another people. So now the question gets raised. What nation of people had their sons and daughters given into another people? That's why they say, no, don't call it the slave trade, call it the Great Migration.
Right.
Because then it's going to look like, no, they hopped up on the ships and they came over to the free land to come work.
Well, say one doctor, what did he say? The one that was president, he said, we got over here by, which word he said. He said, Something like we were hired servants or something like that.
we're hired servants now.
Yeah, now.
But back then, definitely not.
Back then, we were
the experience.
We
got paid good for it.
Right, women
exactly.
Had it bad too, because right. they were practicing abortion. They were practicing all these evil acts on the women, showing them how to keep them sterile.
No, right, so exactly.
Forget that.
Women that go to like gynecologists and stuff. How do you think that they know that stuff?
Right.
Because they did that to our women.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, they're just animals anyways.
Right.
But it said our sons and our daughters should be given to another people. Now, those that have some, you know, history, knowledge or whatnot, know that happened to blacks, but a lot of people don't know that happened to Hispanics as well too. And that's part of the Crafty Council as well too. The best way to destroy people is to divide and conquer.
Right.
Don't tell them that they're the 12 tribes of Israel. Tell them that they're American blacks, West Indian blacks, Haitians, Puerto Ricans, Cubans. I mean, you got Haitians and Dominicans that live on the same island. They hate
right.
each other.
Right.
Because they're pretty much separated by their tone comes from the city.
And that's
you're a little bit lighter than the Haitian, you're your enemies now.
And that's Isaiah 65 right there. Isaiah 65:15.
Read it.
Yes,
it says,
yeah, read it.
And ye shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen, for the Lord God shall slay thee and call his servants by another name.
Mm.
So now we're no longer calling ourselves by the God-given name that he gave us. So now we're calling ourselves Black, Hispanic, Native Americans, you know, Puerto Ricans.
Right.
By his curse.
Right. It's funny because you ask somebody, like, well, you know, what are you? Oh, I'm Mexican. With, like, pride behind it. You're like, well,
right.
Like, what does that even mean?
Right.
And they're like, well, I mean, from Mexico. And you're like, are you from Mexico? No, I was born here. So then what the hell are you talking about?
Right,
like,
right.
How can you have pride in something that, like, you can't even...
Don't know the history of it either.
Right.
You know?
I was telling somebody just the other day, I was telling him, because he says, man, you have, like, a lot of knowledge. And I was like, yeah, you know, I read. That,
right.
You know, I kept it simple.
Right.
And then he says, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to learn some more stuff, too. And I told him, I said, oh, the greatest knowledge you can ever obtain is knowledge of self. And then he's like, yeah. I said, yeah, because that's the first step into repentance is
right.
Bethinking yourself.
You are. Right.
You can't be saved if you don't know who you are.
Right.
So that's why leaving your name for a curse, that's what that goes into.
Right.
You left your name to be part of the 2/3 now because you can't repent as as Jesus Hernandez,
right.
the Mexican from South Central or from East LA.
Right.
They don't work like that.
From the Hernandez plantation.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Okay. But reverse 32 again.
Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long.
Because that's what happened to us as a people. When our sons and our daughters were taken, we would try to fight for our kids back. We would say, don't take my son, don't take my daughter. They have that in movies now, the 12 Years a Slave. They had it in Roots. They give you visual examples of how they just took our kids from us, and they said, okay, this one's going to Master Charles' plantation in Virginia. You're going to Master Smith's plantation in Louisiana, and you can't do nothing about it. Are you done?
And there shall be no might in thine hand.
There it is. There's no might in their hands. There's no economic might. There's no military might. What are you going to do when the slave master says, no, I'm selling your kid off?
Right.
There's nothing you can do about that.
Or you're getting lashed or possibly put to death.
Exactly.
I find it crazy how they make movies about the blacks going into slavery, but they never make movies about Hispanics or Native Americans. You know?
And they won't. You know what? Have you seen
Apocalyptico? It's the closest, I would say.
But even then, though, it just showed them showing up.
Right.
I mean, those that have been enlightened understand, like, yo, that's a heavy thing that happened at the end there.
Right.
Have you guys seen Goodbye, Uncle Tom?
No.
It's just one part in there. It's a real small part because it's showing the process of the blacks going into slavery. It starts off with them in like Africa, and then you know shows them being brought over, and then it also shows like the supposition of time. It starts when slavery first started, and then it ends in like the 1970s, right? Where the guys on the beach reading this book.
Right.
So it like shows how we kind of I don't want to say evolve, but I guess we're conditioned in a way to where now we became house slaves,
right.
and then they showed some of that were becoming lighter because the slave masters were sleeping with them, right?
Right.
But there's one part in it when like they had them all in like these cages and whatnot, and like the camera turns, and then there's just one Native American girl standing there.
Right. Wow.
To like show you like
right.
they were there with us as well too.
Right.
Mm.
And it just pans and then she's just standing like this,
yeah.
like not saying anything, and then it goes to like a different scene.
Right.
Yeah, it's very heavy.
Mm.
There's actually a part in there where he's where this guy is talking, and then basically they're like saying, you know, do they think what they're doing is right and everything else? And he's like, oh yeah, you know, of course we're doing everything is right because God is white. And the guy's like, wait, what? He's like, God is white. He's like, wait, sorry, I'll say it one more time. And then he's like, God is white.
Wow.
and it was like, oh, that's heavy right there.
Right.
So heavy. But jump to verse.
was it like an old movie?
Yeah, it came out in like the 70s. It was actually
that's probably what I'm checking.
It was actually banned here in the in the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's free on YouTube. I would definitely check it out. That you know what? To be honest with you, you know how it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into this, you don't really understand the fear of the Lord, right? Until you start reading some of the curses and things like that, and you're like, oh, snap, like he did this to us.
Right.
Those visuals I saw in that movie is what helped bring the fear of the Lord on me. Because I'm looking at it, and I'm like, yo, he did this to his people that he loves.
Right.
I'm just thinking of the people that he doesn't love.
Right.
That's something heavy we got to contemplate, something heavy that you need to examine yourself. You need to realize that this Bible is the only thing that's going to save us as a people. It's been around for thousands of years. There's a reason why this Bible hasn't been wiped out compared to all these other books that aren't that
right.
long.
That's
think about how I mean he's actually gonna put our people 2/3 of our people to death, and he's actually gonna save the other nations for our servants, of course, you know. But that has to be I thought these people are right here. Your chosen, your people are gonna die. These people are gonna die. Yeah.
You know what? This is how I try and best explain that part. That the world was created for the sake of the Israelites, right? Everything was made for us. The sun, the moon, stars, everything. And the laws were given to us to be separate from everybody else. And the one condition was to just serve Him in sincerity and truth.
Right.
keep his laws and the faith of his son and love him. You know, you would be very upset if you had kids and you did everything for them and then they called you by your first name, but then called the neighbor mom and dad. Of course, you'd be jealous by that, right? You would feel some type of way. Now, he did everything for you, and you still forsook him. There has to be a punishment for that.
Right.
But what you brought up was heavy because that's how heavy that punishment is.
Right.
That the nations are at least going to get to see the kingdom.
Right.
They'll partake in the kingdom. It's going to be like how it is today. Now, at first, it's going to be, you know, like that breaking period for them.
Right.
But the scripture says that the nations rejoice when the righteous are in power. So after a while, it's gonna be like a normal thing to them. They're gonna be like,
just like how it's a normal thing for us today.
Exactly. It's gonna be the same thing, right? It's gonna be just cool. It's just another day, another dollar type thing, you know. But and then the 2/3 that didn't come back, not only are they not gonna get to even see the kingdom, but they're gonna burn in the lake of fire for eternity with Esau. So he's taking this nation of people that was made to be destroyed that he hates. And saying, okay, I'm going to put you with them.
With them, yeah.
That's how pissed off I am at you for not listening to me. And then we can't even fathom forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you really think about forever, can you really think about forever?
No.
Because even if I think about getting the kingdom, right? Lord's will, I get the kingdom. I still can't fathom living forever. I would think at some point in time, I would say, okay, this has to get old.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's why people on their deathbed say things like, you know what? I've accomplished what I want to accomplish. I'm ready to die.
Right.
You know how good the kingdom's gonna be for you? Be like, nah, man, this is gonna be forever, bro. Really try to think and fathom forever, bro. It would make your mind go crazy. I'd catch
and
myself.
It's gonna be like this captivity is gonna be like a bad dream. Esau, bad people.
What? Right. What? Dude, it's crazy because when they first go into slavery, right? Everyone's gonna go back to their original look. But they're going to be the one people that still looks different.
Lepers.
Everyone's going to know,
right.
Yo,
that's Esau over there.
Right.
Yeah, they're the ones that, yeah, they got it coming harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they're going to try to revolt.
Jump to verse 37.
Verse 37. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword.
So it says that one of the curses would be that our nationalities would be changed. All right, we would no longer be known as a sons and daughters of the living God, the nation of Israel, through our respective tribes, but we would be known as these titles that were put on us in our captivity. Just using an example, real quick, the American blacks, they went from being Negroes to color to
Afro-American,
African-American, American black, bro. It changes every so often because these are just titles that were given to us. But you are from the tribe of Judah, of the nation of Israel. All right, jump down to verse 48.
Verse 48. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemy.
Therefore, because you broke my laws, I will make you serve your enemies. Read on.
Which the Lord shall send against thee.
Uh-oh. See that? It didn't say that the devil is going to sin against you. It said that the Lord sent them against you for breaking his laws.
You didn't know which way to come. You didn't know which way to go. The Lord sent them.
The Lord sent your enemies against you. Read.
In hunger.
So if you want food, guess what? You're not going to serve your enemies. All right? The whole analogy that we used earlier about either going to McDonald's or Burger King, guess what? Your oppressor owns those things. You go to the grocery store, your oppressors own these things. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, it's illegal to harvest rainwater.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
It's illegal to harvest rainwater, okay? Think about that for a second. That's a natural resource that falls from the sky, but Esau said,
right.
Nope, you got to come to me to pay for that.
Right.
Read on.
In thirst.
So if you want anything to drink, you got to go to your enemies. Bro, that's how they destroyed us when they invaded Jerusalem back in 70 AD.
Right.
They said, cut off their water supply. You don't have water, guess what? You don't have life.
And their food supply. Have them eat their kids.
You cut off water, you have nothing, bro. You don't pay your water bill. It gets turned off, you're done. You can't do nothing without water. Read on.
And in nakedness.
And if you want clothing put on your back, it says you have to go to your enemies. Now, you may have people that can make garments and things like that, all phrases. Those are great gifts that are absolutely needed and necessary, but you can't manufacture the raw textiles to make those things. You still got to go to your enemies.
Right.
Read on.
To get the fabric and stuff.
Right, exactly.
And then the want of all things.
So now, in case anyone wants to be you know, clever and say, well, no, I actually have my own farm, and, right? All these things.
Right.
But it's like, okay, where do you go to get the seeds from?
The certifications, right, to have that farm.
Right. So let's even say that they try to say, oh, no, I actually have a well on my own land, and I have my own farm.
Right.
And I make my own clothes and everything. Oh, he said, okay, now I want to call things.
Right.
I'm going to make it real basic. Like you said, who do you go to get the certifications from?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Who do you go to get the driver's license that you took to get there to get the certification? Who do you go to learn white Jesus? Right. Because everyone comes, when you talk to them, they have some kind of idea of God. Who did you learn that from? You didn't learn it from your own people because they couldn't read or write 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you learned it from somewhere.
Somewhere, right.
Education, religion, anything. God says you would now have to go learn it from your enemy. So naturally, over a subedition of time, we've been conditioned to say, nah, the truth is not the truth, but this is the truth.
Right.
That's why they have that old cliche, the truth hurts.
The truth does hurt.
Right. Or they say it's the ugly truth. Well, guess what? I guess the ugly truth would be that God has one chosen nation of people that's going to be redeemed when his son returns, all right? One third is going to be saved. They came back to their true heritage, and then the rest are going to be destroyed. That's the ugly truth. I mean, as much as we would like to just think that God is just hugs and kisses,
right,
that's no, the Lord is a man of war, right? Jump down to verse 68 real quick.
Verse 68. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again.
So it said, the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt. Egypt is a Greek word that means bondage, all right? The same way that we were in captivity in Egypt is the same way that we're in captivity here in spiritual Egypt. Because people rise up saying, they're saying that it's spiritual Egypt. That it's spiritual Egypt.
Right.
Like they're calling America spiritual Egypt. It's like, this is spiritual Egypt.
Right.
The same characteristics that ancient Egypt had is the same one that we have here today. They have all the different architecture symbols everywhere,
right?
It's the same thing of following all the other false gods, all right? Egypt just means bondage. That's all it means.
Right.
And if you go to YouTube and watch videos of what the White House looks like inside,
mm-hmm,
you're going to see a lot of Egypt agriculture.
Oh, absolutely. 110%.
Where do they get that from?
The word Egypt just means bondage. That's all it means. It's nothing deep. It's nothing crazy.
Right.
But it says that the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt, or bondage, it says, again. Meaning, you break my commandments, I'm going to bring you into slavery again.
Right.
But this time, he's going to give you the biggest nuggets in the whole Bible.
Mm-hmm.
One of them. He's going to give you, okay, I'm going to give you this key point in really helping you identify that, guess what, you are the children of Israel.
Right.
Because the way I will send you back into this bondage, no one else went through it.
Right.
Reading it from the top.
And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships.
With ships.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to bring you back into slavery with ships. That happened to you, Black and Hispanics and Native Americans. How do you think Squanto was able to translate for the Pilgrims?
Right.
Because he went into slavery in Europe, learned English, and then made his way back.
Right.
And when he came back, his whole village was slaughtered.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Native American, guess what? You went into captivity on slave ships as well, too. It said he will bring you to Egypt again with ships. Read on.
By the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again.
So Moses is saying, the way I'm telling you is exactly how it's going to happen. Read on.
And there ye shall be sold unto your enemy.
And there, whether it be if you got shipped to America or Mexico or South America, or to Asia, or to Europe, because our people have been scattered everywhere through the four corners of the earth. It says, there you will be sold to your enemies. It don't say friends.
Right.
It does not say friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? First of all, friends don't sell friends into captivity anyways.
Right.
All right? Read on.
For bond men.
For slave men.
And bond women.
And slave women. Again, there it is. You serve in captivity with this Black and Hispanic woman. Read.
And no man shall buy you.
And no man shall buy you, meaning no man shall redeem you. Many have tried and many have failed. All right. Marcus Garvey, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Nat Turner, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, the Brown Berets, the Black Panthers, the Black Lives Matter movement.
Right.
All these things have just failed because they're not under the banner of God's commandments and the faith of the Son. It's all going to be brought to naught,
mm-hmm,
right? But these are just some of the key points for us to see, okay, that we are in fact the Israelites. One of the key things to help us see that, you know what, this is truly the only true book. What other book on the planet Earth is going to explain how the blacks got over here as far as slavery, so on and so forth?
Right.
It could be any religion, it could be any facet of whatever philosophy that you want to subscribe to. And I'll say, okay, let's use Islam for instance, right?
Right.
Because I have cousins and family members that are all Muslim. And I'll say, okay, well, show me the Quran why blacks went into slavery.
Not in there, right.
And then they can't do it.
Right.
Or Catholics have that other book, I can't even remember what it's called, but it's not the Bible, it's like a separate book. I'll say, okay, show me in there why Hispanics got completely destroyed by the conquistadors in 1492.
Right.
Show me why.
Can't do it.
They can't do it.
Right.
Can't do it.
You can't do that.
No other book out there can tell you your history, how you got into slavery, why you got into slavery, how to get out of slavery.
Bro, that's exactly what it is. It's the cause and effect.
There's not a book older than this Bible right here, so I don't
even
know
why. Even after they try to burn it too.
Right. This
proves that there's no book older than this. Because people say, no, this is a, they'll say it's they kind of copied Egyptian books when they wrote this, right?
Right.
But it's like they don't understand that. Watch, get a Genesis 1:1, right? Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Not understanding that now the first five books, you know, of Moses, like we call the book of the law, that was written during his time because he wrote that,
right?
But the Bible predates all that stuff because of this right here. What read that?
The book of Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning,
read again. In the beginning, God created what?
The heavens and the earth.
Meaning there was no people.
Right.
Right. So he's giving you the everything from the very beginning.
From the beginning, right. The
very beginning. He created the heavens and earth. Then he had the people, the animals, everything else. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now Moses wrote it later on, but he was given the history. He was
right.
given the vision to be able to write these things.
Right.
But you can't go into the Egyptian Book of the Dead and tell me nothing. Even these people that say that subscribe to Egyptology and whatnot, and that the black woman is God and so on and so forth. Okay, show me how that's relevant to us today, and show me, like you said, why I went into slavery and how to come out of slavery.
Right.
Show me.
Right.
Because the Bible does that.
Right.
It says, come back, serve me in sincerity and truth, and then I'll give you the abundance of all things.
Even that book is just not even that old. You know, the Egyptologist book, whatever they were.
Right.
It's not even that old. It's just man-made by somebody.
It's very, very common sense when you understand that every single thing has to have an action with it, right?
Right.
The kingdom of heaven is the greatest thing that can ever be even fathomed. And you think that's going to just be given freely? No, there has to be some kind of action behind it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to just show up at work and then just go to my, you know, manager's office and be like, yeah, I'm here for my paycheck. And he's going to be like, well, you weren't even here all last week. And I'd be like, well, so what?
Right, right.
You know, it doesn't work like that.
No.
I got to show up. I got to clock in.
Right.
It's not just clocking in. It's working.
You
know,
work, right.
I got to look at the list and see what I'm doing that day, see my task for that day, and get those things done.
Right.
It's very simple.
Right.
It's the same exact thing. With God, he says, okay, you want to receive eternal life? Right, then do A, B, and C,
right.
And it's really not that hard when you consider the commandments, right? Even if they want to just get generic and say like, okay, there's the Ten Commandments,
right.
The ones that apply to God, those are the ones that aren't even really that hard to keep.
Right.
I mean, they are because we have certain lusts. I get that, right? Like keeping the Sabbath day, that was a real hard one for me, only because I like to eat hot food.
Right.
So that was like a rule. I'm like, oh my goodness. I was like, I just don't think I could do this.
Right. You saw,
you know,
on Friday.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. But but like, you know, keeping a beard and not eating pork, like, you know, like those things, you can just eventually those
putting
things fade.
On.
Right, right. Like those things just fade eventually. But it's the stuff that, like, the envy for like your brother, the hatred,
charity.
Right. Those are the things that we as people have to really work on, and that's exactly why when Christ came, right, on the earth, that's what he expounded upon the most. Was that second great commandment. But Again, we're going to make this into a two-part series. I'm going to have to get you guys back on for sure for the second part. I actually might do that next week to just keep it consistent. But,
that's what I just wanted to confound on, is this Bible is a true book. The white man is the devil, because now we're being shown who put us into slavery.
Mm-hmm.
The white man.
That's right.
Why are we getting shot down the street? The white man. You don't see a Jap, the nation of Japanese, killing off blacks and getting out scot-free.
Right.
So who's the man of sin? Who's the one that's going to be revealed before Christ makes his second coming?
Right. These curses that we just brought out actually tie into both parts of what the title is. It says the Bible's in a true book, meaning that we can go to the curses and show exactly who we are by the curses.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and then the man of sin is being revealed. Who did those things to us?
Right.
So we're now revealing who the enemy actually is.
Right? And that's why the devil knows he has a short time. That's why he's implementing all this teach the kids homosexuality. Let's teach
mm-hmm.
them transgenderism. Don't teach them that they went into slavery. We got to
right.
do everything we got to do. Put drugs in their community.
It said, scripture says that sin will increase in the last days. So at this point, we got to just get our minds conditioned that to where we can't be surprised by anything that comes out. Because next is going to be pedophilia.
Right.
Hands down, I guarantee that.
Yeah, I see that already. With the sex dolls coming out.
It's going to be a little common thing where it's just like, to where you're being frowned upon.
Right.
Like, what, really? And then there's going to be hate speech against you. Or you hate crimes if you speak out about it.
Right.
So it is what it is. But please, after this episode ends, it uploads automatically as a podcast. All right, you can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/IUIC Phoenix. All right, the scripture says that the kingdom of heaven is within you. That's not some feel good Christian song and dance. Oh yes. No, that means that it's within you to bring usher in the kingdom of heaven on earth. Meaning you have work to do.
You have work to do.
We all have a responsibility to share this gospel, right? The good news to our people that we are the Israelites. Come back in the faith in Christ, repent, and keep God's laws, all right? Again, for more truth, visit www.israelunite.org and also www.originalroyalty.com for all your apparel. Also, we have a Monday night radio show here as well. For the Native Latin Black Lost History Show, that's a Spanish-speaking segment. And then you can also follow us every single Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Sabbath segment. And that's also on Facebook Live as well, too. You can follow us on that, too, at our actual Native Latin Black Lost History page, but you can find it under The Lost 144K?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so again, it's going to be on Facebook Live every single Saturday. So that's a different platform that we are going to be taking advantage of to help spread the gospel, okay? That's hosted by Captain Yashua, an excellent teacher that brings forth lots of edification. All right, just... click on it and then let it play. Let me see real quick. Let's start from the very beginning. Oh, never mind. All right, Israel, we're going to be doing a second part of this. There's so many scriptures that can be brought up about the topic. Don't want to just leave you guys hanging. But with that, until next week, we say shalom.
Shalom, Israel.
Wake up, Israel.